Someone said there used to be some kind of a chapel down there that was that connected with the or stained glass windows in there.
No, not that I ever remember.
The chapel that I can remember.
No, there was a chapel.
But, I know it had a low beam at the bottom of the stairs you can knock your brains out.
That's still there. That's still there.
You know where you go upstairs to the apartments?
Yes.
Beside, well, there were stairs going down in the basement. You could either go there or you could go inside the BC Electric store. They used to sell merchandise in those days, electric stoves and so on. Or you could go into the store and then down a flight of stairs into the basement. And Rogers used to sit in a little place just big enough for a desk and a chair. He was the inspector.
And put his feet up on the desk.
Put his feet up on the desk. I remember one time I came down with a Capilano streetcar, old 154, and it never would stop anyway. But I went down to Esplanade and there was a big truck and trailer going across Esplanade with a load of steel. And I couldn't stop and I hit him square right on the back wheel of the trailer and dumped a load of steel all over the road. I run back up into the office downstairs and I said to Bill Rogers, the inspector, "I've just had an accident out there," I says. "Do you want to come out and see what's happened?" "Oh, no," he said. "If I go out," he said, "people would ask me too many questions." And he sat there with his feet up on the desk and he wouldn't come out. Uh-huh. About a week later, he come to me and he says, "How much do you think that accident cost you?" I said, "Oh, $1,000. He said, "It was $995.50. Yeah. So I was
How true is it, Harry, that your car caught fire at 8th and Lonsdale and you ran all the way to the fire hall to tell them about it? This is a rumor that I heard, but I never could...
No, that... you've gone to... buses.
No, the front cab is.
And I had a woman have a heart attack in the 300 block on West Keith. And fortunately there was a registered nurse as a passenger. And she gave her assistance she could. And I just tooled straight up 13th Street and went right to the back of the
fire hall. Yeah.
Lionsgate Hospital.
Oh, the hospital, was it?
And we fired her right into the emergency ward, and I got a commendation for that, but that's beside the point. But these are things that you must make a instantaneous decision whether you're going to continue on your route or.
Remember the night Andy, the guy ran into us with a truck on Longfield? Remember the guy had the sausage truck? He was drunk, he came up the track with one wheel over the track. I think you were a conductor. I forgot who was conducting it.
I remember going down.
Was that
Fell
light
Avenue
up Lonsdale around the
about 20th? Anyway, all I did was I seen him coming up the track and I just threw the power on or the brakes on and jumped out of the and he jumped out of his truck and ran away.
Well, I think we were on the double header, I think, on the other car then.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I forget now. We must have been ahead of you, I think.
Yeah, and he wheeled over onto the track and all I can see is a pair of headlights.
Yeah, I think we had already gone down and you were coming behind. And
you probably see an awful lot of change when you... And going out to Lynn Valley, Capilano, up Lawns in those days with the so much in the way of bush and no homes. And imagine on a real foggy day or a snowy day, it'll be real miserable.
What they did do, Bill, was put in a, not a passing track, but a pull-off track at 23rd and Lonsdale to accommodate the students at North Van High School. And a doubleheader used to run to 23rd and Lonsdale and pull into the siding track and then doublehead the southbound car from the top of Lonsdale. And
well, remember they had one on 9th and the Boulevard, the same.
Yeah, that's right.
They had a pull off there for one car.
Yeah.
And then you'd run down to Bewick. By that time, all the kids are gone.
I remember we went up to Bill Barker and I. Bill was the motorman on the streetcar, and this day, instead of a single man car, they had to send out a two man car. So they phoned me up and asked me if I'd come down and be the conductor. So I said, fine. So I came down as a conductor. And we went up the top of Fell Avenue, used to pick the high school kids up, come down in Long Marine Drive and up to 23rd and Lonsdale. We used to switch over at Capilano and onto the Lonsdale line. So we're coming down Fell Avenue and Bill's doing fine. All of a sudden he comes running back and he's, what the hell do I do with this? And it's his brake handle and come out of his hand. And we whipped around Fell Avenue on Marine Drive and kept going. And he finally got it back on again. But
what was it like going over that trestle line up on Fell Avenue? Wasn't there that?
Boy, I remember when they tore that trestle down, no wonder they condemned it. By golly, on the, let's see, that would be the east end of it, like, it was absolutely rotten. I don't know how it ever held up. If it hadn't been for the rails, boy, that thing would have went down for sure.
Held it up.
Yeah.
Well, it's no wonder that the superintendent said, Harry,
go
take
slow.
It easy, you don't need to take all the passengers with you.
How high was that trestle from the creek bed?
90 feet.
How long?
250.
It was a pretty high trestle. It's a deep gully.
Well, a lot of people going across on the Capilano streetcar, instead of looking out, they'd be leaning on the inside.
Yeah. Well, and oddly enough, Owen, you saying that people leaned in, when Ben and I were Gandhi dancing, the...
That is punching ties, yeah.
Yeah. The other members of the Gandhi dancing crew, who were Italian, an elderly gentleman, refused to work on the trestle itself. And if they wanted to cross from east to west or west to east, they used to wait for a streetcar to come and board the car at one end and ride to the other end. And they felt, and rightly enough now in these days of unions and a man for every job, that trestle men should have done this job on the trestles themselves, of pulling ties and respiking the rails. But they were quite adamant in their that they wouldn't cross the trestle on foot. They waited till the streetcar came and crossed to the other side. 20 minutes later, they went across to the other side.
When was it built? When was the trestle built?
Four Italians, wasn't there?
I don't know.
Purchasing?
I know it was there in 1922.
Carabetta.
Alvaro.
Alvaro.
Carabetta.
Yeah.
Tony
Carabetta.
Alvaro.
Bruchisi.
Well,
Tony
Shoe Repairer's father.
Nick
of
Carabetta.
Nick Carabetta.
And
Tony
Alvaro.
Whose son,
Sam, is the
shoe repair man at 1500 block Lonsdale.
Yeah.
Right.
Opposite the Lonsdale Theater.
Yeah.
No, everybody heard of the words of Lonsdale
Royal
Theater.
Bank, yeah. Yeah, Sam, I was talking to Sam the other day in his shoe store. We were reminiscing about the old days.
Now, speaking of trestles, there used to be a small trestle on the Lynn Valley line there, just east of Mountain Highway on Lynn Valley Road. And I was coming down there one Sunday afternoon and the old controller box caught fire. And I managed to coast across this trestle. And at that time there used to be a store there on the northeast corner. And the trestle was all flaming and the curtain behind the operator caught fire and everything was going up. So I ran out and I pulled down the trolley pole, first of all. Then I went in the store and I got a bucket of water. I threw it all over the controller box and the curtain and everything. And I got it out. But when the fellow came up from the car barn to take a look at it, he wasn't very happy. I'd got all the workings all wet. He didn't like that at all.
Should have used the dry extinguisher, should you?
Harold, oddly enough, and all of you will bear me out, that in your lunch bucket, you also carried a pair of pliers and a screwdriver.
Right.
And you were prepared to cut out one of the motors You yes. lifted up the floorboards and you cut out one of the motors and pulled the brushes on a motor so that you could operate on how many?
Three motors.
Yeah, but either that or open the controller and shove a card in behind the fingers.
Yeah, but I remember one night, one afternoon, I got on the streetcar at 8th and Lonsdale, and was Harold Parker? Yeah, Harold Parker was the motorman. And I got on the streetcar, and here he's got the whole face off the control panel, and he's watching the, as he's twisting his arm around, he's watching the arcs of the, on each finger as it goes around. I'm let me out of this place.
But Ben, can you imagine union employees now doing these on the road maintenance? Boy, that.
Yeah, the smoke would start coming through the floor of the car, and you go down there and pull the floor up and pull your brushes out of the motor.
Yeah. Good. Oh, yes.
And then run on three motors.
Of course, all the guys were shell scars from the breakers. You used to come up Lynn Valley there down the corner of 4th and first there, as soon as you pull the thing, bang.
Oh, coming up, said David.
Russian. Yeah. I've already told the story about the two wardrobe brothers that had to jump up on the stool.
Yeah, to get the breaker back in.
But I still think the knucklehead of all was Sammy Third. He couldn't keep his foot on the dead man control for 2 seconds. He had to dig it off while he turned around to talk.
Yeah.
Wham!
Oh, yeah, that dead man. You let go of the control, she just jarred to a stop.
Oh, I've done that a few times, especially on a Sunday morning.
Fall asleep.
Fall asleep.
Me too, Russ.
You know, Ben, I used to pride myself on being, you mentioned the old flyer a long time ago. On Capilano, and I used to pride myself on being able to stand behind the controller instead of sitting on the stool and bracing yourself. And I went into that S turn at the end of the Capilano line on Woods Drive.
Oh yeah, I know.
And I banged into the side of that. And I looked up in the mirror, and the woman screamed, and she's sitting right in the middle of the aisle. And then, by that time, we hit the other side of the S-curve, and I fell right in, down in the stairwell. The car went into emergency, and bang! Everything pulled up to a shuddering halt.
I happened to be on that car.
Did you?
Yes, sir. And you ended up right in the stairwell.
Yeah, shattering.
You had the stool. The stool was
very embarrassing.
That
really
was the one that went out there in the Capilano Road. Remember, went halfway across the road.
Oh, yeah. How much you got left there?
I tell you, I went down to, remember the time, who the heck was it went down to the ferry wharf there and run with two trucks and half the streetcar off the end of the line down there one day?
This is what Ben and I used to, we used to see how far we could go off the end of Windsor Road without stalling the car.
Yeah. Remember, what the heck was her name? Marion Evans, remember, used to bring us ice cream on it?
Oh, yeah.
Today we sit up the end of the line.
In the middle of winter. Bring this ice cream and milkshakes and that.
Well, I want to thank you fellas very much for spending an evening here, just enjoying this. Catching up a little bit of what it was like running around North Vancouver on the streetcars, which half the kids today have never even seen. So thanks again very much. I appreciate it.